And now this is a dictation for Gregory Goike, G-O-I-K-E, July 661. Address as a letter, Dr. Cheryl C. Natsi. C-H-E-R-Y-L, Lubert. Lubert is L-O-U-B as in boy, E-R-T as in today. At Pace, capital A, excuse me, capital P, capital A, capital C, capital E. 953-5801. Dear Dr. Lubert, a follow-up for Mr. Goike, who has chronic kidney disease, bilateral renal cyst. This is a teleconference with son Andrew. Andrew participated of this encounter. He has chronic discomfort, right-sided flank area, back pain. Has not seen any gross blood in the urine, some degree of frequency but no incontinence infection, way down from 191 to 182, but says to be eating fairly well without vomiting, dysphagia, no bleeding in the stools, no associated fever, denies recent chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no oxygen. A son being diagnosed with also kidney cyst, probably polycystic kidneys. This was found for an incidental CAT scan for a GI process. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. He is unfortunately still on meloxicam, M-E-L-O-X-I-C-A-M. For blood pressure on amlodipine. Losartan, metoprolol. Anticoagulated with Eliquis. Next paragraph, he looks chronically ill, decreased hearing, normal speech. No major respiratory distress. His speech appears to be normal. Has not been able to check blood pressure at home. He's been told at Pace is okay. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from September. Creatinine was 1.3, which is above baseline 0.8 to 1. Electrolyte acid base was normal, albumin normal, liver function test not elevated, calcium normal. Present GFR will be 56, normal white blood cell, hemoglobin, and platelet. There is no anemia. Prior normal B12. And cholesterol, triglycerides, not elevated. Previous echocardiogram, low ejection fraction in the 45-50%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient probably has polycystic kidney disease based on the number and size of cyst on the CAT scan, as well as a son also having similar problem. He presented with a cerebrovascular event, according to records, bilateral bleeding. I'm not 100% aware if aneurysm was detected. This is 2019, and as far as the patient and the son can tell, they are not aware of procedures like coiling or open surgery and placement of a clip. In any regards, the question right now is the change of kidney function a few months ago. Blood test needs to be updated. He has also this discomfort on the right side. if truly related to polycystic kidneys, is not uncommon. Complications of stones, obstruction, or intracyst bleeding. He might benefit from another imaging. I will prefer a CAT scan, stone protocol, that will give us a good picture of the cyst and potential complications. I encourage him to stop the meloxicam altogether, but if not, to at least try to decrease the dose as much as possible, probably a few days a week, versus in a daily basis. In terms of his prior bilateral intracranial bleeding, Sun is going to discuss with you to find out for sure if he was ever tested with either an angiogram or MRI angio to define aneurysm, as potentially he can be treated. In the meantime, blood pressure needs to be checked. I did not change present blood pressure medications. Outside records mentions thromboemboli, reason for what patient is anticoagulated. Patient has sequela of the prior stroke with some memory issues. Previously weakness on the right side, but improve. All issues discussed at length with the patient and the son. End of dictation.